All right, Rabosai, good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up on page Kuf Yud Zayin. It's actually at the end of Kuf Yud Zayin. Talmud Vosik, actually middle of Kuf Yud Zayin. Talmud Vosik, student, Hishamar B'yaldos V'zor B'bachar Shalcha, be careful with your childhood. Be careful with your bachros, right? When you're a bacher, mani ima hi hayaldus u'ma'areva hi habachros mevorachas Hashem. How incredibly important and how incredibly wonderful is childhood? How incredibly important and wonderful is ultimately again your what he calls your bachros when you're a bacher? Kinachol devash u'kinar hayotze me'eden as ha'adam becholshnosav himar va'asim gam ad zikna v'gam ad seva. It's actually such beautiful imagery. He says that youth is like a nachal dvash, right? Is like a river of honey, and like a river that flows from Gan Eden, representing, of course, such incredible vitality, representing such incredible energy. And if you go ahead and you cultivate it and you utilize it the right way, ultimately, again, umishikuya yigdal af yitzmach, haguf yizdakein. Ultimately, again, even as I get older and the body is compromised, the river sustains ultimately all that I do. Mi pesi asher ya'abdena, who is foolish enough to squander away his youth. And who is crazy enough to go ahead and literally pollute the waters of his own personal vitality. Then now comes the Piagetzna to the part we've been waiting for. Lo anu omrim bazeh, shemi asher b'na arusa lo hiskel ba'avodas ha-chasidus u'bekatnus, lo hirgulas nafsho, shet his odeid min machtzelas ha-konim utinaris atzma me'aremos afar, asher mechasim osa, e'ef sher lo achakach b'shum ofen lavo elah. So here the Piagetzna says it. Please, do not think that we are saying that therefore someone who does not go ahead and utilize his youth, someone who does not go ahead and inspire in his youth, has no ability to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I will say, the truth is, as beautiful as it's been to learn this entire 13th chapter of Chovos HaTalmidim, I felt like every single day there's like a little bit of a sting, right? It's a little bit disappointing because the Piagetzna here is extolling the power of using one's youth. And the idea at bottom of page Kuf Yud Zayin, right, of extolling one's youth. And here comes the Piagetzna. And so it's beautiful, it's fantastic. And if I would have learned this, 35 years ago, life would have been definitely much different. But at the end of the day, I'm here. I'm here, so what do I do with this? The Piagetzna says, don't worry. I'm not chas v'shalom saying that if you didn't take advantage of your youth, that somehow, again, and his lashon is so, if I didn't go ahead and begin my avodah with chasidos, right? And in my youth, I didn't go ahead and habituate my soul towards spiritual behaviors. I'm not saying, says the Piagetzna, that he'ef shalom achakach b'shum ofen lavo elah. Chas milahaskir. Chas v'shalom, ultimately, to go ahead and say such a thing like this. Right? That ultimately, again, chas v'shalom, to say such a thing, that at the end of the day, just because you didn't utilize your youth, that there's no ability to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your old age. Tamid shari shamayim pisuchim l'chol ish Yisrael. The gates of heaven are open to every single Jew. Imrak mishanes hu esmasnov verotze l'shabed es kochosov la'avod ulamasa. As long as you are willing to work, and as long as you are willing to put in the effort, the gates of heaven are always open. Va'ima mishna omeres, shomeres, halomeid zakein l'mahu dome. Right? If one learns when they're old, to what can they be compared? L'diok suva al niyar mochok. Like ink written on erased parchment. Chas v'shalom. Now, what does that tell you? You could still write. Right? You can say, okay, the parchment's not as beautiful. Fantastic. That's okay. You know what? The ikar is not that the parchment is beautiful. The ikar is that you're writing on the parchment and the writing is remaining on the parchment. That's the ikar. I will say, you know, sometimes in life we focus a lot on the ideal. But as I think as we get older, we recognize that very little of life is lived in the realm of the ideal. And instead, ultimately, much of life is about maximizing the reality that is. So says the Piagetzna, do not take away from our discussions here that if you did not maximize your youth, that somehow you are compromised for the rest of your life, and that somehow you cannot make something of yourself. Nothing further from the truth. Instead, even as Elisha ben Avuya himself says, Halom Yitzaki Lamahu, don't let Yoksev on the Amrachuk, Tina al Chas Shalom, Tina al Ashar B'fnei Bali Tshuva, Shirotzim Lashuv LaTorah B'Zikli. So Mosai, if there is one thing you could count on in this world, it is that if you want to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the gates of Shamayim are always open. Whether you choose to do that at 6 or whether you choose to do that at 60, right? It does not make any level or beyond. It does not make any level of difference. The gates of Shamayim are always open. So where lies the distinction? This is very profound. Hachiluku rak bischum ha'avoda. I will say the fundamental distinction is in the amount of effort you need to expend. Shehazokin haba lilmot Torah v'la'avod bechasidus. Because it will say, an old person, right, an older person who comes to learn Torah, serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu the ways of Chassidus, Zarech lichpol es avodaso pi asara. He has to work 10 times as hard. Pi mea, sometimes 100 times as hard. Va'od amadeiz, kuf yud ches. Right, va'od yoser me'asher hayeled hamashkim lilmot. So we'll say, so says the Piyashat, and we'll say, this we know. This female will say, you know, you could see this, and on a very simple level, and this isn't really even like a spiritual example. You know, if I come to learning late in life, if I come to learning, can you become a Talmud Chacham late in life? Of course, 1,000%. I'm leaving it to you to define late in life, whatever late in life means, right? But you know, sometimes if you come to learning a little bit later in life, sometimes one of the most humbling experiences is when you see little kids learn, right? So I'm breaking my teeth over a Rashi. I'm breaking my teeth over a line of Gemara. I'm breaking my teeth, you know, over whatever. And like kids, like they're coming along and they're learning. They're learning and it's flowing and it's going. And it's amazing. It's very humbling because I say to myself, here I am. I'm an accomplished person. I'm not like sitting in a corner doing nothing. I'm accomplished in every other area of my life and I'm learning and I'm steiging and I'm ingesting the information. But yet again, I'm breaking my teeth over the line. And yet these kids all around me are mamish going ahead and what? Soaking in his Torah like nothing. Says the Piagetzna, that's the difference. Therein lies the difference. I could accomplish just as much. It'll just take me a lot more effort. Masha'inkin, if I go ahead and I habituate myself when I'm young, and things become that second nature to me, not only will I accomplish, but I'll accomplish faster. All right, so we'll have to stop over here. We'll pick up with this. But again, I wanted to get to this piece before the end of the week because I didn't want anyone going into Shabbos Kodesh, you know, down on themselves or down on the Piagetzna. So at least now you understand that Halacha L'maisa, again, the Piagetzna was never saying at any point in time that if you get old, sorry, you didn't use your youth. You've missed out on opportunities. Chas v'shalom. The opportunities are always there. The shaila sometimes just is the amount of effort necessary to go ahead and take advantage of that opportunity. But we'll continue in Emirat Hashem with this on Monday.